This is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. One deadline has passed in the Texas House and another's just around the corner. Lawmakers were up until the early hours of this morning to meet a deadline for House bills to get tentative approval. House bills that don't get final approval by midnight tonight will be considered dead. One bill facing that deadline would address affordable housing in West Dallas. House Bill 2480 from Dallas Democrat Eric Johnson would set aside a fixed percentage of new developments in South and West Dallas as affordable housing and provide some property tax relief for existing residents. Members can try to keep issues alive after tonight's deadline by tacking them on as amendments to other legislation that's already cleared the House or Senate. Well, after a week of negotiations with senators in Austin, a deal's been reached to fix the troubled Dallas Police and Fire Pension Fund. Without changes at the state level, the retirement fund for first responders could run out of money in 10 years. Republican Senator Don Huffines of Dallas was among those involved in the negotiations.
The city wants this to work out, and the associations want it to work out also. We got to stop the animosity. You know, I am committed to being a fair broker in this process for all sides.
A bill that passed the state house would require police and firefighters to pay more into the system while accepting benefits reductions. Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings once supported that bill, but he later criticized provisions on governance and how much the city would have to pay into the fund. After this week's talks, though, he told reporters they have an agreement in principle.
We will make sure that the taxpayers are protected, but more importantly, the future of our retirees and our active police and fire are all protected, that this is, we're all coming together here.
The next step is to draft language and then hold a hearing next week at a state Senate committee. For a generation of radio listeners, Robert Siegel has been one of the few constants. He's hosted NPR's All Things Considered since 1987, through inaugurations and impeachment to natural disasters and wardrobe malfunctions. Siegel's leaving the host desk in January. His first extensive interview about his departure is our Friday conversation. Siegel talked with Rick Holter at NPR in Washington, D.C.
What's been the biggest change in this job since you took the host chair back in 1987?
I think the items we do have gotten shorter, which is to say they were really long when I started doing the job back in 1987. It was a radical idea that we had three hosts back in 1987, so every third week on average you were doing something else. Now we have four hosts.
Who were those in 87?
In 87, well, it began with just two of us, actually.
Right.
Rene Montaigne and I were the only two.
British Prime Minister Thatcher meeting with Soviet leader Gorbachev talks tough.
And Britain's opposition leader predicts elections will be called there soon before bad economic news reaches the voters.
Marine Guards next.
And then the next year, I was on with Noah Adams and Linda Wertheimer. We were cutting quarter-inch audio tape.
Literally cutting tape.
Yes, our rundown for the show, we called it the roadmap, was with a marker on a whiteboard. Today, we're much more technologically sophisticated. We have far more reporters. I mean, when I went to London in, for NPR, I was the whole foreign staff. I was
right,
the beginning
and that was, what, 79?
That was 79, right. 79. In those days, the burden was on us to fill up the show with the news. We couldn't count on very many reporters.
So many people in journalism have been wringing their hands about fake news over the last 6 months and even longer. Has that changed your approach?
It's changed my thinking. I'd like to see my thinking take shape and more work on the air. I think our attitude's been mostly to ignore it. So that if you search through our archives, how often did we look at the birther phenomenon and do stories on it? I think typically our attitude was, this is dumb, you know, this isn't worth paying any attention to. And when the governor of Hawaii produced a birth record, you know, that sort of, we covered that and that put things to rest. But I'm beginning to think that that's something that newsrooms have to do. We have to both put forward our own good work, and then we probably have to go looking for stupid things that people believe. And if they enjoy a great deal of credence, consider it part of the journalistic mission to disprove stupid things that are out there.
And I guess also kind of dig into a little bit what's at the root of it.
Yes,
Because the birther thing is a great example of that. Even if the story was fake news, there was a kind of unrest.
In some way, I regret that we didn't a few more times find occasions to hear about people who believe this, maybe see why they believe that, and also remind people this may enjoy some belief, but the news isn't a game show. It's not something to see which story most people believe.
A lot of critics have said the media dropped the ball over the last couple of years. Do you feel that?
The media probably did not accurately report on how much discontent there has been in our country, as well as other countries, Britain, France, where I've done a little bit of reporting in the past couple of years, with the status quo. And the argument is that we live among the people who operate the status quo, and we're not likely to see how ineffective their work may be and how much resistance there might be out there to it. Perhaps that's a fair criticism of us. And I think we may be too guided by polls for trying to understand what people think. Polls are imperfect, and they tend to get people down to a limited number of choices in expressing what they think about things. And perhaps that has lent informed too many narrow interpretations of where the country's at.
Our Friday conversation with Robert Siegel continues this evening on All Things Considered. He'll talk about his favorite interview ever and why he agreed to do a public radio rap. In the forecast, a high near 80 today under partly sunny skies, overnight low around 59. Tomorrow, high near 83. It's 65 degrees in Dallas and Fort Worth.